Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me for another weekday podcast. We love the opportunity to be able to share the Word of God with you each weekday, and trust that you'll be willing to share this with your friends and family and folks that might be blessed by it. The question today is, but how much? I mean, it's a good question, right? How much? In Luke chapter 21, at the beginning of the chapter, this is what Dr. Luke has to say. I've got this much. How much is for me? How much for God? How much for others? Well, it was the great theologian C.S. Lewis who once said, I do not believe one can settle how much we ought to give. I am afraid the only safe rule is to give more than we can spare. In other words, if our expenditure on comforts, luxuries, amusements, etc. is up to the standard common among those with the same income as our own, we are probably giving away too little. If our charities do not at all pinch or hamper us, I should say they are too small. There ought to be things we should like to do and cannot do because our charitable expenditures exclude them. A fellow by the name of Fulton Sheen once said, never measure your generosity by what you give, but rather by what you have left. Does that mean I worship God by giving until it hurts? Like, when our use of money is worship of God, it happens entirely differently. We don't give until it hurts. We simply live to give. The question is no longer how much, but rather what does God want you to do? Let him lead by his Spirit. I've said it before, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. Everything that matters is a matter of the heart. Jesus teaches a lot about money. And in all of his teachings, the conversation surrounds every parcel of money with this one thought. It's a matter of your heart. Do you love anything, including money, more than you do the Lord? You see, the story of Jesus observing the gift of a poor widow reveals a pure act of worship with money. I did this on a podcast not long ago, but I wanted to come back to this because in a minute I want to tell you about an extraordinary event coming up on February 17th at Sugar Hill Church. So imagine this, that they're in the church and Jesus and his guys are hanging out and the wealthy people have come by and they have these big bronze urns where you would deposit whatever it is you're giving. And of course, the bigger the clank, the bigger the gift, the bigger the gift, the wealthier the donor. And just then, Jesus looks up and he sees rich people dropping offerings in the collection plate. And then he sees this poor widow put in the equivalent of about 2 pennies. And he said, listen to this in Luke chapter 21. The plain truth is that this widow has given by far the largest offering today. All these others made offerings that they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. Now listen, friend, her extravagant gift so moved the heart of the Lord Jesus that he couldn't let the moment pass without bringing it to his disciples' attention. He said, hey, look, did you see that? Don't miss what just happens, guys. Look at that. This is amazing in the eyes of God. And their eyes and ears were quite literally drawn to the rich who were dropping off handfuls of loud clanging coins in the offering plate. And Jesus' eyes were drawn to worship. A beautiful lady gave a friend of mine an ancient widow's mite in a small little box. And I'll never forget it. I was serving at another church in the south part of our county, and it caught my eye because it's a reminder every time I think of this that when I saw that, it struck me as this person gave it all. They gave their very best. And I wonder, am I giving it my all? And am I giving it my very best? In every area of my life, that might ought to be our goal. My friend, listen, today, how much? And the answer is all that God asks you for. Let everything that matters, including your money, be a matter of the heart. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us. On February 17th, we have a super great guy who's going to be with us in the morning. And then in the evening, he has a financial learning experience, which is one of the most fascinating stories and one of the most simplistic tools to help you get your finances under control. Now, let me be clear. This isn't about how you can give more money to the church. This isn't about how you can help the church get out of debt. It's none of that junk. This is about how you and your family can thrive in any market when you have the right tools and the right attitude and the right know-how to be able to manage your money successfully. This fellow's name is Joe Sangle, and he's one of the greatest guys on the planet. And I know you won't just be entertained. You'll be prepared for the next stop of wherever your journey takes you, and you'll be able to get your finances and your debt completely under control. I look forward to seeing you then, and always watching us live at Sugar Hill Church at live.sugarhill.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.